We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome into hour number two. This hour we're going to be chatting with some fishermen, giving you some fishing reports. That's the main one of the main things we do on this program. Mike Gallo will be checking in with us soon, and we're also going to have a paddler's report with our friend Brendan Bayard. Ryan Lambert will round it out with a report from DTR down the river, the Mississippi River. And we're going to close with a special guest, Lucas Hidalgo of the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association, is going to join us. I became aware this week about a Sergeant Rich Heinold, a Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement agent, who has battling right now a very rare form of cancer, he and his family. And the association is asking for support from the public in his time of need to show him and his family that they're not alone in this fight. You know, most people, almost everyone you know, cancer has touched their family in some form or fashion. And dealing with that is certainly very difficult. And it's always good to have some support, and not just the fact that this effort will raise some funds, some badly needed funds, but also just to improve his attitude, knowing that there's so many people that are pulling for him and standing behind he, his wife, and his young son, Wyatt. And we're going to tell you his story and how you can participate by purchasing an official Louisiana Wildlife Agents T-shirt. And when you purchase that T-shirt, the proceeds will go to benefit Sergeant Rich Heinold. We'll talk more about that later on with Lucas Hidalgo of Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. If you're going to be fishing and launching a boat and leave it, stay a few minutes longer. Stay through the end of the show, because I'm sure you want to hear this. And I know this audience. I know it very well. I've been doing this almost 35 years. And fishermen and hunters are some of the most generous people on the planet, and I'm sure they'll rise to the occasion and help Sergeant Heinold. All right, looking at our text board, it says, good luck and safety to Derek Poore and all the men down at the Troops and Tusk event, including LSU lineman Will Campbell and his brother hunting on White Bean's team. Hope they get some biggins. That's from Gator Boy. Yeah, I forgot about that. Will Campbell. I heard about this from the linebacker boys that are on the Tigers in the Wild feature, and he wanted to do it, and they set him up. So he's going to be down there hunting those feral hogs. All right, here's one from Texer 0313. It says, I bought a ticket for the Mississippi CCA boat, so you know they're still available. Thanks. Heading down to the camp in Dulac. Yeah, well, there's 2,000 tickets for sale, and they assured me that they're going to hold 200, at least 200, will be sold at the Biloxi Boat Show at their booth. But if you want to get a jump on it, you're not going to be able to make the show. Jack's Automotive in Bay St. Louis. You can do it there. The Bay Marina RV Park or any CCA Mississippi board member that you may know. Just tell them you want to get one of those $50 tickets. There's only 2,000 of them to win a Tidewater Yamaha Tandem Trailer Combo. All right, let's see what else we got on the text board. Lafitte LT, regular listener, he's on the way to Denham Springs to watch some animals. His six-year-old grandson is in a wrestling tournament. Go Blaze and the Shaw Eagles. Thanks for that, Lafitte LT. Like to hear from you. All right, let's see. We've got, if you bring females on the boat covered with Victoria's Secret, lots of it, will that keep the mosquitoes off the entire boat? LOL, that's from the Lafayette Yacker. I prefer to put it on myself because by proxy, I don't think it's near as effective. But, in fact, it's really, I don't use that at all for mosquitoes. There's a lot of things that work on mosquitoes. Very few things that work on those gnats. And Victoria's Secret's Amber Romance. It ain't cheap. It comes in a spray or a lotion. You got to keep applying it. But it'll make you smell very good, and it will also keep those gnats off of you. All right, coming back after this, we'll talk to Captain Mike Gallo, find out how he's been doing fishing this week and looking ahead to next week and to a turn into the month of March. Let's get February out of the way. Back with Mike's report after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. Now, listen, when you sign up for CETO, listen to these privileges you get. You get free towing wherever you need it, whenever you need it, 24-7, all over the country, in fact. If you take your boat and you have a problem somewhere, you call CETO. They come out and deliver you fuel, jumpstart you for electrical problems, tow you to the dock. It's a premier assistance, and they've got some expert captains that know their business. You also can get some discounts on fuel, lodging, and a whole lot more from their Advantage Network partners. Plus, what I like to say you get is peace of mind knowing that they're just a phone call or a radio call away 24 hours a day. To sign up, call Captain Chris. You get him at 504-301-4545 or do it online, simply CETO.com. Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, look like the weather's giving us a little bit of a break this weekend. What you got planned?
Well, Don, I tell you, what we did earlier in the week is going to work again today, I'm pretty sure. We went down to the Mystigo and fished around the wall area, used a combination of plastics with live shrimp, and we drifted, and as soon as you catch one, you want to hang out in that area for as long as you can. The bite's not fast and furious. You might get a bite every 10 minutes or so, and you'll weed through some small ones. But you can put a nice mixed box together if you stick with the area. Tuesday, I moved around quite a bit looking for a better bite, and it just didn't develop. I was back out there yesterday, and once we found one, we just squatted and made the most of it. I communicated with another captain that bounced around quite a bit, and our catch was much better than his catch from moving around. You just got to squat when you find some.
You know, your report there for that area, that wall, kind of overlaps with Robbie Campo, and he got pretty much the same information that was one of the more productive spots. He also said there's been some beautiful freshwater catfish. Did you catch any of those mixed in with the trout?
That's the only thing we didn't catch, Don. We caught white trout, speckled trout, bass, flounder, redfish, hybrid stripers, and stripers. So we caught everything but the freshwater catfish. And I think if my customer wouldn't have had a banana on the boat, we might have had an even better trip.
How did that happen? How did he sneak a banana? I thought you checked everybody for bananas.
He must have snuck it in when I wasn't watching. had some guys from Alabama and a couple of their friends from local area. And I don't know, I guess about 1 o'clock he starts eating a banana. I said, what are you doing with that? He said, what do you mean? I said, if you don't know, Google it. Bananas are not usually welcomed on a boat.
Well, despite the banana, you did okay. How do you think that might change with the water temperatures? They got to be rising now with the nice air temperatures we got and some sunshine.
Yeah, the water temperatures were in the higher 50s. I wanted to try Lake Pontchartrain, but it was muddy. But all of that wind we had on Wednesday and earlier part of Thursday, or most of Thursday, the water was pretty muddy. We cut across Lake Pontchartrain on the way to the wall. On the way back, we decided to go through Lake Catherine for a little smoother ride. And Lake Catherine did have some fairly green water on that western shoreline hidden from the wind. I didn't fish it, but I did go through that area and see some cleaner water. I saw, you know, some birds, but they weren't diving or anything like that. I would go straight to the wall if I were fishing.
Yeah, that's most consistent spot in your area. Have you been or will you have any plans to travel to Biloxi Marsh looking for some reds?
I went to the Biloxi Marsh right before Mardi Gras, which has been quite a while back, and it was tough going. Usually the water temperature, start to see some grass growing, is when you'll start to find those sort of in a specific area. We had so much salt water last year, a lot of that submerged vegetation died off, and they're just roaming everywhere looking for food. As soon as some grass starts to grow, that's where most of the bait will try to hide. And then, of course, when the redfish finds the bait, they're going to hang out in that area. So the first place you want to do is look for some areas where there's submerged vegetation.
Mike, now that we're moving into March and starting to warm up a little bit, those deeper canals, you know, along Lakeshore and all that area in there, do you think those trout will still be in, or will they move out of there by now?
I've heard of some friends that were going in there looking around, and Lakeshore hasn't produced much at all recently. Neither has, you know, Venetian Isles or Eden Isles. The best place to go has been down the wall. We were anchored in 20 feet of water, and we would cast towards the shore in shallower water and work down the ledge, or we would cast towards the middle of the Mistigo and work up the ledge. And the fish roamed around. Like I say, you'd get a bite every 10 minutes or so. And then once you got a bite, if everybody could cast in that area, you might cash in and catch one or two, maybe even three out of that, you know, that little wad of fish that was moving by.
Got it. Mike, people want to come fish with you. Tell them how to get a hold of you. I got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. It directly links to yours, which is?
My website is AAofLA.com. We're on Facebook at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the reliable telephone most of the time at 985-781-7811.
Is that a landline, or is that one of those that's susceptible to outages?
Yeah, susceptible to outages.
I got you. Well, not too often. Mike, have a great day out there, my friend. Thanks for the report. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, coming up next for your listening pleasure, the Paddler's Report, Brendan Bayard. He's fishing with a famous person today. We'll talk to him about that and also try to get him to give us a little information on PAC, Point of Shen, a very popular spot for kayakers. I had a listener want to get a report there. I'm sure Brendan's got some intel on it. We'll be back right after this three-minute pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time for our Paddlers / Stroking Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, a great bunch of guys and girls. And this is a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find locations Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Covington. You're going to see some of the best kayak fishing models. They've got brands like Hobie, Native Watercraft, and just an enormous amount of products and accessories for the paddler on your gift shopping list. Check out their website, MasseyOutfitters.com. You'll also find information when they do those demo days where you can try and ride before you buy. Also got a great Facebook page. That's Massey's Outfitters. All right, Brendan Bayard is fishing today with another celebrity, Brock Miller, who's a former Ride the Bull champion and won the Bayou Coast Angler of the Year. Brendan, you're in some high company there this morning, huh?
Yeah. Brock's a great guy. Been fishing with him off and on for years. So he used to live in Lafayette a couple of years ago and moved back to Baton Rouge. And I was going fishing. I said, hey, you want to go? And he's like, yeah, let's go. So I got my oldest son with me, one of his friends, Brock. Brock slept in a little bit, so we're waiting at the launch for him. We're actually catching fish at the launch. Before we launched the kayaks, we saw some mullet busting right here. We got two really nice trout in the boat, in the ice chest. We got one that's probably 21 inches and one that's about 18 inches, just about to launch the kayaks, but they biting.
Wow, you can thank Brock for being late. Otherwise, you'd have paddled right past those fish.
I think so, yeah.
Hey, is it you're down there in Leeville. How's the water temperature? Is it time to throw some top waters? Maybe you caught those fish on top waters.
Yeah, that's what we're catching them on right now. We just got, look, another one just came in, about 18 inches. I'm going to feel this water right here. It is not super cold to the touch. So that whenever I can, you know, put my hands in it, it's not really cold to the touch, we're good to go, especially after it's been on a warming trend for a few days like we've had. I saw the, just going, taking off the jacket for a few days at work, I think it just got my blood going. I'm thinking it's time for top water. We're here. We're throwing top waters, and lo and behold, it's working. So fingers crossed. Didn't know what to expect with this big moon, but it's working.
Trout on top water right there from the launch. If Brock Miller is listening, his tongue is probably hanging out, and sorry he got up late. But anyway, you guys can move on when the trout bite stops and maybe pick up some reds. Hey, I had a listener wanting to know about what's going on over at PAC. You hearing any reports from there?
Yeah, the fishing's been pretty good over there. Pretty exciting news. Those guys over at PAC are Lisa and Eddie built a new shuttle. To shuttle people out to the further reaches from the pack, and I think they're going to offer that service soon. I saw that they posted that on their Facebook page, so that's always a fun thing to do, kind of a little mothershipping. They bring you out, drop you off, and bring you back. Great place to fish this time of year. Really anywhere in the mid-estuary, I think it's going to be on right now, looking for places with kind of oyster flats or anything that has some mullet schooling on it or some pogies, but the mullet are kind of greyhounding out of the water in front of us, and the trout are chasing them. So that's where I'm going to hang out until that stops.
What a great situation. You know, when that full moon is up big like it is, usually a lot of times, and not always, you'll get midday action, you know, because the theory being, and I know it with game movement, midnight and midday, but then sometimes it doesn't work like that, and evidently this morning. I've found that when the moon stays up later in the morning, you know, after daylight, you can still see it. That's when it has a tendency to pick up some real midday action, but that's not scientific. That's just some observations over the years.
Yeah, we have – the moon looks like it's probably an hour or so away from setting or rising or whatever it was. I didn't notice it too much on the drive in. So I was asking the boys if they saw it. I guess it might have not been in the direction I was driving, but I'm usually better at looking for things like that. I knew it was a full moon, but I just didn't see it. But the water's pretty low out here. So if the water was higher, I think the bite would even be better. But for whatever reason, you got wintertime tides, low in the morning, kind of low in general. But redfish should be cruising later with this nice sunny day warming up. I think it's going to be a great day. Catching trout already. Should be some reds later. It's going to be a good one, I think.
And you got the whole gamut. You got you and Brock Miller, who are well-established, in competition with kayaks. And then you got your son and his friend, who's a first-timer. So you got the whole thing there. Very experienced all the way to a newbie. Is he seaworthy?
Yeah. No, I mean he seems to know what he's doing. They go bass fishing a lot together, my son and him. So I think they'll probably get a few fish. He's already got one in the boat, and they're making fun of me. They're like, who hasn't caught a fish? I'm sitting here talking on the radio.
You need to put the phone down and throw that corky out there and get you a trout.
Yes, sir.
I'll go get them, and thanks for the report, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. Brendan Bayard, one of our two field reporters. Actually, it'll be 2 weeks. We'll talk to Brendan. Next week, you get to hear from Captain Quinn, otherwise known as Eric Mohabarak. All right. Right after this, it's bad boy time. Boy, I got a guy. He might qualify for the bad boy of the year. We're going to put him in foul. You'll hear his story next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, looking at our text message board, we have Uncle David is checking in Happy Jack, Louisiana. That's down near the Burris Empire, if you're not familiar with Happy Jack. Well, I need to research that and find out where they got that name, the Happy Jack, Louisiana. Anyway, he hadn't been down there in a month, so he doesn't know what's going on, whether it's been bad or good or whatever. Well, when you do find out, Uncle David, let us know. Text us back next week during this time and give us a Happy Jack report. All right, you know, if you listen to this show regularly for several decades now, each and every Saturday morning, we honor a bad boy or girl or girls and boys of the outdoors. We got one this week that might qualify for the end of the year baddest of the bad. We'll tell you his story right after we pause 10 seconds to let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are. Along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. On February the 8th, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Senior Agent Stephen Lacombe, Senior Agent Logan Pippin, Corporal James Hagen, and Agent Zachary Spillers cited George Mosley, an Oak Ridge, Louisiana man, for a variety of alleged hunting violations in Morehouse Parish. Along with Morehouse Parish Sheriff's Office deputies, they executed a search warrant of Mosley's residence and found him in possession of unspecified bear parts, two antlered deer heads, two freezers full of deer meat, and some bonus methamphetamines. During questioning, Mosley admitted to killing a black bear with a bow and arrow in Richland Parish this past October. Mosley also admitted to taking a total of six deer, four antlered and two antlerless, which put him over the season limit of three, and for good measure, a bobcat with a rifle. All of that without purchasing even so much as a basic license. If convicted, looking at total criminal fines of $2,850 plus another $16,525 in civil restitution for the eight animals, making a grand total of $19,375 in fines and 120 days in jail, is 45-year-old George Mosley of Oak Ridge, Louisiana, a very bad boy of the outdoors. And that doesn't include any fines or time for the methamphetamines. That will be done separately. One of the baddest we've had so far this year. Years early, but I think he may qualify. And, you know, when you, the audience, cast your votes on the last show of the year for the baddest of the bad, we come up with several names and their deeds and pass them along to you and let you cast your vote. All right, that's our agents doing some great work, and in just a little while we're going to be talking to one of them, Lucas Hidalgo with the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association, about a support effort for Sergeant Rich Heinold. He's fighting a very rare form of cancer. He and his family are in need of a hand up, and you can help, and certainly wish you will and hope you will. You hear that story coming up. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to have the Plastic Man. He's also known as Captain Ryan Lambert. He works hard down at Cajun Fishing Adventures. Well, some people say he does. We'll find out what he's up to this weekend right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. You know, I heard that Twiggy, the skiing water squirrel, is going to be at the Biloxi Bowl. Anybody remember Twiggy that the squirrel must be named after? Whatever happened to Twiggy? I heard there was a report she was seen fishing down at Cajun Fishing Adventures. I'm not sure. Let's check with Captain Ryan Lambert. Have y'all ever had Twiggy down there fishing?
I've had a Twiggy.
A Twiggy. Not the Twiggy?
No, not the, but a.
What y'all been doing down there?
Fishing, buddy. We just fishing now. It's I got Sarah going fly fishing, and Marty's offshore today, and I'm going to go out and find some fish for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I got a sight fish and fly fish, so I'm going look towards Venice a little bit, see if I find some clean water to find some reds, and then I think tomorrow I'll go the other way and find some bulls that way. So just kind of doing a recon mission today.
You're going to be bringing some top waters or maybe the slimy slugs with you?
No, I'm using I really downsized right now. I'm using what's called a slim swim from Z-Man. It's a little bitty because right now all the shrimp that's in the marsh are tiny. And when you can see those redfish come down the bank, you'll see them jump out in front of them. And that's what you want to emulate. So, is you know, you want to get in front of them as soon as it gets there. Just pop it up and boom. He'll eat it so quick before he even knows, even if they're not feeding because I have no tide Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And there's going to be a reaction type hit. So you really want to downsize and emulate those little shrimp that they're eating.
Yeah, boy, that's exciting when you see those little guys popping and behind it there's a weight coming. Boy, that'll get you.
Oh, going. Yeah. I love it. Hope I see a bunch of that today.
This is a good time to go fly fishing this time of year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Them big girls are out there and a lot of big black drum and bull red. So Sarah's going to do that today, and I'm going to be going the other way. So we'll see. We'll see what we come up with. You know, there's always the big black drums. And the bull reds will be leaving out and going out at the beginning of April. Everything will start sliding back out a little bit. So we'll have to go toward the Gulf on the moisture reefs a little bit after that. So later this week, we got that Miss Katie's getting married next Saturday. So we'll be busy all week with that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we want to congratulate Sarah Giles on getting her captain's license. I think she's got a great future ahead as a guide with her personality and her expertise in fly fishing. I think she's going to do great.
Oh, yeah. She's good. She's good at fly fishing. And you know, she's always got the sharp end of the pole if something doesn't go right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip with her, she's now available for fly fishing trips. And Ryan's on there with the Cajun Fishing Gang. They got plenty of lodging down there. How many people can y'all keep at the lodge at one? Is it
25?
35.
Yeah, well, I was 35, and you got 12 guys. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy year, I tell you. It's shaping up real good already. So March is going to be busy. March is usually one of our slower months, but it looks like it's going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, it looks like we might have a – might have an early spring and summer ahead, and hopefully we can get that.
Yeah, and the river's coming down. The river's 9 foot, and it's going to fall to 7-something, you know, in a couple of weeks. So seven is a good number. You know, a lot of bull reds will come around. A lot of bait will come around at 7. So it'll be good.
Get it while the getting's good. You know, Ryan, I asked Kirk Stansel this question now that we're looking back on the duck season, all the numbers from the lodges are in and the totals. He said that he would give it a 3 out of 10, you know, for the early part of the season, and then maybe like a 9 out of 10, you know, for the back end of it. So how was your season?
My front end was a 9 out of 10, and then the back end was 6 or 7. You know, The only thing that hurt me in the back end is mostly all we had was canvasbacks and pintails, which the hunts were great, but we didn't limit out every day. You know, not that that really matters when you got a limit of pintails and a limit of canvasbacks sitting on the strap, you know? Mm-hmm. So the ducks were great. I mean, it was a good season for us. No fog. We didn't have one single day of fog. So, you know, I think we had a great season. We killed a ton of ducks. You know, it was a lot easier than it has been the last couple of years. So I can't imagine what it would have been like if we had food, too. But I tell you, it's around Luling right now, it's eat up with ducks. I mean, when they opened that Dead Gum Davis Pond diversion here right at the end of the season, goodness, they got mallards. I mean, they got flocks of mallards around Lake Cotawatchee. I mean, that's highly unusual, but boy, they're there. They're thick with ducks right now.
Yeah. You think most of those ducks are returning or they've stopped? This is the end of their migration? Or are they coming
back?
That's
the end for those. Yeah. No, that's all it is. Too early to come back. They'll come back next month. You know, well, it'll be this month. You know, toward the end of March, they'll really start coming back. But, yeah, that's just ducks that came down with that front and decided they weren't any salt water and they had a lot of food, so they stayed, so.
Y'all see many mallards at Nowhehase in Mexico? How's the mallard?
We've killed 5 the year before last week. One flock, and they killed them all, and they mallards.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe it. So, yeah, we don't get mallards down there. I get some gray ducks, some teal, but mostly it's pintails and redheads, which is not a bad deal.
No. What's the limit on pintails down there?
20.
Wow.
20 redheads, 20 pintails. All we shoot is males. You know, you got to think, nobody hunts down there. Nobody has guns. So, you know, their take on ducks is slim compared to what we do here.
Yeah.
I mean, one day in Venice, you got more hunts than all of Mexico.
That's true. That's true. It all depends on the numbers, you know. Well.
But it's fun. Oh, my gosh, it's fun.
Yeah. And the fishing's good down there, too.
Yeah, it is. We didn't fish this time. It was a little windy. And, last time when we did fish, you know, we did that duck hunt. We stayed on the beach and had lunch and everything. Caught probably 100 reds and 50 trout during lunch. I mean, it was good.
Now, what kind of boats y'all fish out of down there? Same type of rigs, bay boats?
No, we don't really fish. You know, we got these little, we popped a flatboat and made a fiberglass flatboats, and that's where we take the duck hunters out. We have about five of them, and that's, we don't fish out of boats hardly down there. They just go in this cut, like a land cut, like jetties. Uh-huh. They'll go get in that cut and stand on the bank, you know, and catch them like that. And they'll go out in the boat, just drift up and down that cut. Current's pretty good, but it's blue water.
Hmm.
You know, right there at the Gulf, it's blue there. So, I mean, it's nice.
That's incredible. But,
every time I go, I said, boy, would I love to have my boat here dissect this thing, because I know they got big trout there, too.
Yeah.
But the gill nets, there's a lot of gill nets. Lots.
Yeah.
So...
Well, if somebody wants to get you, CajunFishingAdventures.com and the telephone number, give them that.
Yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111.
All righty. Sounds good. Sounds like you're keeping busy. Glad to hear it.
All right, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, coming up next, you are going to be asked to provide some assistance, and you can also get a great T-shirt from the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association at the same time. Lucas Hidalgo joins us next to explain Sergeant Rich Heinel's situation, he and his family, and how you can give them some support. We'll be back to do it right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. When it comes to our Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, the Enforcement Division has to be the shining star. These guys are heroes. They're out there catching criminals in the act of abusing our fish and wildlife. They also do some emergency work doing hurricanes and other tragedies. Great bunch of guys. I got a chance to meet them. I was a guest speaker at their annual event a couple of years ago, and some really nice people, and a lot of times they are portrayed as the bad guy, Mr. Green Jeans, nothing could be further from the truth. A lot of them do a lot of work with, warning citations rather than writing them when they see someone that's trying to do the right thing, maybe made a first-time honest mistake. But then they come down hard on the real bad boys, and we highlight one each and every week. And joining us now from the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association is Lucas Hidalgo to tell us about one of their members that is in need of some help or a hand up, and he's going to tell us a story. If you would, Lucas, tell us about Sergeant Rich Hainold.
Well, Don, before we dive into our conversation, I want to take a moment to express our sincere appreciation to you on behalf of the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association for welcoming me on the show today. Your commitment to spotlighting these important stories and events within our outdoor community is really appreciated, and it's an honor to have the opportunity to share Rich's story and the association's actions to help him. And giving a voice to those who need it. So for those of the people that don't know, the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association is a charity organization made up of active and retired wildlife agents. LWAA supports community initiatives like Wounded Warrior Hunts, Youth Hunter Education Challenge, and more. We contribute heavily to individuals in need throughout the state, as well as a charitable organization such as Special Olympics. So y'all might have heard about gotten a T-shirt from the I Got Caught Wearing My Life Jacket campaign. That campaign is strictly spearheaded by the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. So this morning, I want to speak to you and your outdoor enthusiasts that are listening to this radio station to express our need for their support for one of our own. Sergeant Rich Heinholt out of Concordia Parish and his wife, Brooke, they moved down here from Illinois, and to for him to become a conservation agent and a wildlife agent here in Louisiana. They moved down here, got married, and just recently had their son, Wyatt, just about 5 months ago. Life has kind of turned a corner on him and opened a new chapter for him, and he has been diagnosed with DSRCT, desmoplastic small round cell tumor. Now, you might say, I never heard of that. Well, because it's a very, very rare form of abdominal cancer, and it's a very aggressive cancer, and the treatments for it is so potent that he's only allowed to have it about every 3 weeks, and he can only have about 6 treatments of this because of the strain on his heart and his vital organs.
Yeah, and he's 33 years old. He's a young guy, and we're certainly pulling for him. And there's an effort to raise funds to help he and his family in a couple of ways. One, to raise some badly needed funds to assist them through this. But the other thing is an attitudinal change. If he realizes that there's so many people that appreciate what he does and are pulling for him, that has an impact on his survival. So if you would, tell people how they can participate getting one of those really neat T-shirts. I like them so much, I bought 3 of them. They're great-looking shirts. And tell them how to get them.
So I know the state of Louisiana. He came here because of the allure and the great outdoors that he saw down here and wanted to be a wildlife agent with us from the beginning. And so we have multiple ways that we can contribute to Rich and help him and support him and show him our Louisiana love and our outdoor enthusiasts. I know will step up and help us raise some funds for him. You can go to the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association Facebook page and see our most recent post. Just search Louisiana Wildlife Agents and go into that first post. You'll see a picture of Rich, and there's a link on there for the public to purchase these dry fit shirts that all the proceeds will go directly to him. There's multiple sizes. On Monday, we'll have the youth sizes set up on the website for individuals to buy for their children. If you don't want to buy a shirt and you just want to contribute to the campaign, the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association has the a Venmo account that you can search. It'll be a gray picture with LWAA as the photograph. If you want to mail in a donation, we absolutely do that too. That's going to be at P.O. Box 68. Again, that's P.O. Box 68 in Cade, C-A-D-E. Louisiana 70519. And if anybody has questions or outdoorsmen out there that think of any ideas on how they can contribute to him or events that they think that they want to do to help him, they can reach out to me directly at 985-397-4118. Again, that's 985-397-4118.
And if they didn't get that, I have that number and also the mailing address and the Facebook page. They can contact me, and I'll put them in touch. I'm going to keep go ahead and pushing this, and if you would, keep us advised as his condition, as it improves, and how we can help in any other ways, and we'll certainly put people in touch with you if they have means to help. Thanks for being with us, Lucas, and thanks for the great job both the Agents Association and the agents themselves do. We couldn't have our great outdoors without you guys.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate your time. And if anybody would like to contribute anything more to him, you can go to supportlwaa.org.
All right. Thank you very much, Lucas. Appreciate it. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again to do this next week. 2-hour journey to the great outdoors with the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.